here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, the daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. So when you go to Impact Power Sports, MI.com, you will see a wide selection of ATVs, UTVs, side-by-sides, motorcycles, four-wheelers, e-bikes, scooters. Remember when I had the scooter? Zero-turn radius lawnmowers, Michigan's newest dealer of Yamaha golf carts, all there for you under one roof and on one website. ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. They are sweet as peaches. A group of people over there, family owned, who are taking care of your old pal EZ. Thank you so much to them for being part of this here broadcast. I feel like I really got to buckle down on what I'm eating. You know, the first 10, no problem. You know, but this is where the rubber meets the road. You gotta keep working. So yesterday I did the normal fast like I've been doing, and the fast has been great. And then the problem is, though, I think I need to really focus in making sure that if I eat during the week, try not to eat like a fucking idiot. Have that one period of time during the week when you, all right, I'm going to work. Like I talked to you about this. Set a goal. All right, I'm going to reward myself on this day of the week and just blow it out. Eat whatever the hell I want for a whole day. Yeah, work towards that. I think that is the best way to do this. I need to dial into my own advice. Jeremy in the fat race is weighing in today at 324.5. Waiting for the Kenny weigh-in, as Kenny and Jeremy have the race for life, the fat-a-thon, the fat-stravaganza. Linda says, good job, Jeremy. Well, I don't know. What did you weigh yesterday? I don't know how good that is. I think I can find out what you weighed. Let's see. Kenny sent me a text. Not today. I don't have it. What was your weight yesterday? Keep it up. Keep fighting. You'll do fine. Speaking of, Jeremy says he's down 0.8 from yesterday. Okay. Now, just worry about today. You'll be fine. Get through this, and we'll reconvene tomorrow. You're already down 10, which is remarkable, in 1 week and 1 day. Keep at it. Yesterday, for me, my God, First of all, Maureen writes, might want to start the once a week weigh-ins, though, because you aren't going to show a loss every day now. Just my two cents. No, you're right. Let's settle it on every Monday. We will weigh in. Every Monday we'll weigh in. And so don't look at a scale until next Monday. Just keep working. So yesterday, as Kenny says, I'm in a meeting, but reporting in at 322.8. Yeah, okay, so next week, Monday, we'll weigh in. I saw a post about Taylor Swift. Now, the source, well, when I posted this, I had no idea that this was going to get as much attention as it did. One person said, easy, you've cracked the code. All you need to do is post something about Taylor Swift, and your posts are going to get all sorts of action. And that's true. I mean, I no matter what I post, I never get any action. Occasionally, if I post a video of an ostrich attacking the car, maybe. More often than not, especially every day when I post, hey, this is what I talked about today on my show, nobody gives a shit. I don't know if it's because I post the same thing every day, which is just, hey, this is what I talked about on my show today, or what. And that's fine. I don't care. The point of that isn't so much to get, like, likes. The point of that is, all right, here's my show for today. This is what I talked about, and this is a link to listen to it. That's what the point of that is. But I stumbled upon this one post. It was a picture of Swift, and it said, Swift is a self-made billionaire woman who did it without lying, cheating, or stealing, who donates money to the needy in every town that she has a concert, who outsmarted a man who tried to steal her music by re-recording all of it. I remember that story. I'll mess up the details, but that's exactly what happened. Who, by all accounts, seems to be a nice person and a great role model. Every time you bash Taylor Swift, you are telling your daughters and granddaughters that you don't respect successful women. All right. About the only thing that I ever was annoyed about with Taylor Swift was at that one award show when the guy made the crack. I forget the comic's name. And she looked at him with like this death stare. And I was like, oh, come on, lighten up. But no big deal. You know, whatever. I don't get annoyed when I see her on TV during the football games. Rather, I get happy because I know that her on TV cheering for her boyfriend and the football team, I know that that image on TV is making all of you smooth brain twats so mad. Rawr, at this lady's on TV. I'm so mad at that. I don't like it. Oh, my God. So, compounding this is the fact that she is now endorsed, said, well, I don't know if she's endorsed. She just said that she's going to vote for Harris. She said in her post, if you recall, I'm going to vote for Harris. You vote for who you want to vote for, but do get out and vote. Which is kind of cool. You know, I would like to think that every American that exists right now, every voting age American is not going to. I don't really believe that there's one American who was on the fence that listens to Taylor Swift that was like, well, I'm gonna wait to decide who I'm going to vote on until Taylor says. I truly do not believe that there was even one. Not a one. If you are of the opinion that because someone famous says they support someone, whether it be Kid Rock supporting Trump or My Pillow Guy supporting Trump or Lee Greenwood supporting Trump or Jason Aldean supporting Trump or Taylor Swift supporting Harris, don't kid yourself. I really don't believe that anybody is like on the fence up until these celebrities speak their mind. I don't know. I don't think that people are that idiotic. I think that they were already going to vote for Trump or Harris or Biden. It doesn't matter. So lighten up. Now, when I reposted this, I was not looking at this from a political point of view. I was simply posting it because I agree with everything that was said. Now, truth be told, I don't know the first thing about Taylor Swift. Okay, but outside of she's the most popular thing in the world. And she's beat the system with how she did it, with re-recording all of her material to keep someone from stealing it. There's nothing but respect there. What the hell has she done that's so vile? Well, it didn't take long. It might just be the fact that I'm a dumbass. But when I look back at it a short time later, the amount of traction it got in engagement and people paying attention to it and commenting on it and liking it and sharing it, I was like, what the hell did I just encounter? I mean, I'm the guy who one day on Facebook wrote, hey, I'm really excited. Jesus spoke to me and told me to give away my kidney, and I am doing that. I got less traction on that post than this post right here, which is just unbelievable. So I heard it all on this. I mean, people were just so aggressive and so attacking about this. And it's like, I don't get it. And to make matters worse, my source is this source right here, Feminist News. And man, guys don't like that. Men do not like that term. They don't like that somebody is, I mean, all this is just a meme. It's just a pointing out who she is, whatever. It doesn't say anything political. I don't know if I would have gotten as much backlash on this had she not said she was voting for anyone. But my God, the shit that I got from people. Oh. Let's see. Jeremy writes, liberal. Okay. Matt. I know Matt. He says, I don't love her music, but I do love that my daughter does and can look up to her as a successful and principled woman. So we both listen to her together, and my daughter thinks it's awesome. I just can't get her hooked on Pink Floyd. I love that type of comment. Dan wrote, because of Swift, my daughter snuggled up to watch the Super Bowl with me last year. It was fantastic. And I'm 100% on board with the Pink Floyd support. You'll get there. Mine does wear her Pink Floyd sweatshirt quite often. Just has to listen to the music more, though. Dan says, my daughter was not the Swiftie at the Super Bowl this year that she is now. She's 9. We don't have much because I'm only getting the reissues to support her re-recording. She gets to DJ about 80% of the time. The rest is mine. She actually likes Radiohead. Okay, so we're getting there. Frank wrote, you are misinformed about the real world if you truly think she was self-made. She was hand-selected. We will talk this through. And I'm not sure what that even means. I know this. I'm not that interested in having that conversation. All that was me saying, hey, I like Taylor Swift. Frank suggests that someone else wrote those songs for her. So he must know. Interesting. Matt Sherman wrote, please elaborate on this latest batshit crazy conspiracy theory. Stu says, Frank, cite your source. Great. Here we go. Pat says, Frank's 24-inch pythons is all the truth you need, brother. Boy, that couldn't be more true. See here, Nick wrote, see that it's from Feminist News. Oh, my God. Matt says, EZ, you really know how to bring out the lowest IQs in on these pages. Well done. Look, I got nothing to say about that. Hang on a second. Eric Zane Show. Hello there. Who is this?
Big Frud, say this is your pal, your favorite president, Donald Trump. How you doing, Big Frud?
I'm really well, sir. I don't have your mic set up. Do you mind if I take a minute and get your high-tech microphone set up?
Of course, of course. I thought I would call into the producer, actually. They usually set that stuff up, Big Frud.
Yeah, all right. No problem, sir. Well, hang on. I got a lot to talk to you about. Okay?
Of course, Big Frud. I'm sitting here. I'm standing by. I'm waiting like so many people. They wait for you for so long. They wait, they wait, they wait.
Okay. Okay. Stand by, sir. Hang on. I got to get the president's mic. I was not prepared, obviously.
So not prepared. So obviously not prepared. Watch your ears, everybody.
Mr. President, hello, sir. How are you doing?
Mic check, Big Frud. This is your favorite president. How are you, Big Frud?
Never better, never better. So what?
Well, I wanted to thank you for your concern and well wishes after this terrible thing. They almost tried to shoot me again, Big Frud. It's terrible.
Yeah, I know. I saw that, sir. That is unbelievable that happened to you yet again. Some whack.
Get this, Big Frud, at my own golf course.
Right,
my
you were...
golf course. I'm out enjoying a wonderful game, beautiful game of golf, early morning, just after tweeting that I hate Taylor Swift. And I'm out there golfing, and my Secret Service, here we go again, they're getting shoved into a golf cart, you wouldn't believe it, and rushed off like crazy. And the guy's got like a bazooka. I don't know what it is. It's huge.
Yeah, it's a damn good thing that your Secret Service saw the guy and then started shooting at him. How did they miss him?
Well, they did catch up with him. The sheriff caught up with him. It was wonderful, actually. The law enforcement Sheriff Rick Bradshaw in his office did wonderful things, much better than the Secret Service,
yeah,
let's be honest.
Right.
And the brave and dedicated sheriff took care of business, and we're finding out that this guy was probably a Camilla plant. We don't know. She may have put them out there, Biden, yeah, and her. They probably put them out there. They're attacking me, but they should be attacking them. I mean, because they're the ones with such terrible rhetoric.
Sir,
you know, they're the ones destroying our wonderful country.
Sir, it's Kamala. That's how you say your name, Kamala.
Kamala.
Yeah, Kamala.
Let's do it together, Big Frud. Kamala.
No, Kamala.
Killing Kamala.
Kamala is how you say. You keep saying
Kamala.
You keep saying Kamala. It's Kamala.
Kamala, comrade. She's a comrade, Big Frud.
Okay, so...
like a comrade Kamala. I get it. I get it now. It's so obvious now. It's great, actually. We'll use that one.
You actually said you hate Taylor Swift. What is your problem with her? Because she's not voting for you?
No, she's terrible. It's terrible that the Biden administration and comrade Kamala has paid for her to do this terrible thing. I mean, the interference with election, it's terrible, terrible, because we all know we're going to win so big because they're doing terrible things. And I know how much you like cats and dogs, Big Frud. You're a big supporter of cats and dogs, and they're eating them in Springfield.
No.
It's terrible.
No.
Terrible, Big Frud.
I don't, sir.
They're eating them, and it's terrible, these Democrats.
Sir, I just saw the story that J.D. Vance admitted that he made it up. It's not true.
It's not made up at all. It's not made up at all. In fact, it came from one of our great constituents. Constituents? Is that the word?
No.
I don't know.
No, no,
word.
No. It's
coming from one of our great, great patriots. And this is news. And the news media, the fake news media, of course, is not covering it. And they're eating these wonderful, wonderful pets. These are your dogs and cats, folks. They're eating them. Terrible.
Sir, what is next for you? Because there was talk about a debate, and now you're like, no more debate. And
there's no reason to do another debate because I've won. I won so bigly. I mean, when you look at the debate, I mean, that was probably the best debate, actually, that I've ever done. And the truth is, you look at Kamala's new motto, which is a new way forward or something like that. They've run out of ideas. I mean, it's terrible.
Yeah.
They've run for 4 years. She's worse than Biden. She is Biden. In fact, I think she is Biden, Big Fred.
She is Biden. And you said her new motto?
Motto. Yeah. Motto.
Okay, so, sir, I guess you'll be in Michigan either today or tomorrow, and Vance is going to be over here.
J.D. Vance is actually, I wanted to talk to you about this. We're sending J.D. up towards Sparta, which I know is home of Huge, one of my biggest fans.
Right, he's going to be there. He's going to be there. He's going to be cheering for Vance. He loves J.D. Vance.
Oh, I love Huge. He's such a great guy, actually, Bill. He's from Sparta. I don't know if you knew this.
No,
it's one
I
of the reasons
that.
We picked wonderful Sparta to do this great thing. And JD, I wish I could be there, actually. But he's going to be there. He's going to do wonderful things. We're going to see wonderful things in Sparta. It's a great town with our patriots. Little Sparta, they call it, with the little apples, little tiny apples.
Yep. They definitely have apples, sir. This is wonderful that you were able to call me. I appreciate that.
Well, of course. In fact, I'm in Michigan today myself.
Yep. Flint. That's what Maureen is saying. You are in Flint, and
that's right.
I mean, talk about the potential of getting shot. If anyone's going to get shot, it would happen in Flint, Michigan. There's a lot. Everybody shoots. You know, I mean, when you're in Flint, Michigan, you're born with a pistol in your hand. So. I mean,
well, that's why they're destroying our country. We have to reverse deportation immediately. We're going to start in Flint. We're going to get them out of there. All these crooks and bad guys, you wouldn't believe how they've infiltrated Big Fraud, our biggest cities.
No, they haven't.
Terrible.
I don't know why you keep saying that. I love all these Mexicans and Haitians. I think we need more of them.
Oh, I don't think so at all. In fact, Kamala, as our border czar, did such a terrible job. She's never even been to the border. It's terrible. And the illegal alien invaders, these little aliens, they're being imported by the Democrats, by the millions
imported.
To vote in our elections. It's got to be stopped, Big Fraud.
Sir, Rebecca wrote that it's a waste of time for you to go to Flint because it's 80% black. But I understand.
Rebecca's a moron because the blacks like Donald Trump probably bigger than anyone. We've known this in history because you look at what presidents have done for the blacks, and there's probably actually nobody has done more for blacks than Donald Trump when you look at it. You look at it and you say, this guy, he's done so much for our great country and the blacks. I mean, look at what I've done. It's tremendous. The numbers are huge. Black supporters in droves. Let me tell you, go to a Trump rally, you're gonna find black people, trust me.
I was told by Rebecca that she doesn't like it when I say the blacks. She says it makes me sound like a racist. So you keep saying the blacks. Are you worried that you will sound like a racist by saying the blacks?
Of course, because I'm the most racist person you've ever met. This is, in fact, nobody's more connected to the African-American community. They don't like being called African-Americans, actually. I know more about probably this racial topic. I don't even understand why there is racism. I mean, I don't look that way. I know you don't, Big Fraud. That's why I'm the most least racist person.
The most least racist person. Okay, I think you can get away with saying black people, but when you say the blacks, I'm just going by a person who is married to a black man, that might be a weird thing. Just FYI.
That's terrible. It's terrible, of course. We don't want to offend anyone. Look, we're in such a snowflake. We're in such a snowflake country now. The Democrats have done that to us, where everyone's offended. Everyone's offended. Look, I hate Taylor Swift, and it's caused probably my ratings to surge, my poll numbers. I mean, we're doing 70, 80, 90%. You wouldn't believe the poll numbers.
Right.
Just because I came out and said Taylor Swift is terrible.
Okay.
Terrible. I hate her.
So you're saying that people who go to Taylor Swift, they will all hate, they will hate her because you said you hate her.
Of course. And the thing is, Big Fraud, these patriots, these wonderful patriots, they already hate Taylor Swift. I mean, she's invaded our National Football League. It's terrible. The terrible things, actually. And she's been through history. She's probably orchestrated. In fact, Big Fraud, this is breaking news right here on the Big Fraud Show. I think she might be responsible for these pet incidences in Springfield. I mean, when you look at it, she's singing these things and people are eating these dogs and cats. I think you can link them.
Yeah,
I think Taylor Swift is an evil person and she wants cats and dogs dead.
I you can't just say it and expect people to believe it, even though a lot of people who support you do believe it.
Well, they do believe it because it's true. And if you just look it up, Big Fraud, you look at the news, you got to look at the real news, though, not the fake news. They're reporting this because the fake news, Big Fraud, look at the fake news. They're saying that the dog and cat thing, listen, I'm going to be in Springfield and we're going to show you in real time how this is happening.
Okay.
Because it's terrible. It's terrible that the media has completely sided this. I mean, look, I just got shot at again, and the most we can talk about is Taylor Swift. It's terrible.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Sir, I want you to go to Springfield and actually eat a dog with someone who's eating a dog. Like that.
Well, I don't know. Listen, I'm not into that kind of thing. I mean, RFK might be.
Right.
I don't know if he's going to be there. But look, the thing is, the United States Postal Service has admitted that this is a poorly run mess of an election. We're experiencing, listen, mail loss, Big Fraud. You know about this? Delays like we've never seen before, worse than like Christmas. This is, in fact, it's a fact. It's a fact, Big Fraud. How can we possibly be expected to allow or trust the U.S. Postal Service to run this election when it's this bad? I mean, we're going to win this so big. But look, if Taylor Swift is going to pretend to get people to register to vote, I mean, this is fake news like you've never seen it. And the U.S. Postal Service can't be trusted. They cannot be trusted.
Laura Loomer just made a comment about bragging that she actually gave you a face party. What are your thoughts?
Say that again?
Laura Loomer bragged about sucking your ding dong.
Well, I mean, look, a lot of ladies, they want to suck the Trump. They want to suck the Trump, but they can't. Not everyone can. And the truth is that it doesn't really matter. If it happened, it happened. I don't know.
A lot of ladies want to suck the Trump, you just said.
That's right. I mean, look at it. Look at it. It's so wonderful. I mean, a lot of people want to look at it. I mean, look at how many people have talked about it over the years. I mean, look, I've been in the game since, 2015? And since then, everyone wants to talk about the Trump penis. The Trump penis is like number one topic of discussion. And I get it. Look, I get it. That's what people want. You give them what they want, of course. And it's so big. Let me tell you, it's so big.
Sir, as always, we appreciate your frankness in talking about these topics that people want to know about. This is always a fantastic thing to have you call in.
Well, Big Fraud, it's so important that we also recognize, I mean, where is Biden? Right? There's a presidency going on here that it's like vacant. Where is he? He's on vacationing in California or something. Terrible, terrible, because like when I'm president, we're not going to be doing any of that. It's terrible what they've done. I mean, I'm going to golf, of course.
Yes.
You got to golf. But the truth is, when you look at Biden, I mean, what is he doing? What is he doing?
Well,
I mean,
he's running
the country?
He's putting on your hat at rallies. You saw he went up to that hill jack in Pennsylvania and put the hat on. So, I mean, whatever.
He doesn't know where he is.
No, he
That's
doesn't give
truth.
A shit.
I mean, it's terrible.
No.
Terrible, actually. Thank God for that debate, though, because I did so great. Didn't you think so, Big Fun?
I thought you did.
Because
horrible.
I won it so clearly.
No, it was awful. You did a horrible job.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely. You lost. You totally lost.
How did I lose, Big Fraud? Because I thought we did great things during that debate. In fact, I won so big, and yet it was so clearly three-sided. It was called ABC News, the fake news of ABC News. They were clearly out to get me. It was terrible.
She laughed in your...
They were correcting me on everything, which they never corrected her. It was terrible.
Sir, you talked about the a doctor had, you know, a labor and delivery doctor. The baby came out, and then he set it down on the table, and then he executed it. That's what you discussed, and that has never happened ever.
It was terrible. It's terrible what they're doing with abortion. And look, when you look at it, nobody else, 50 plus years, no one was able to overturn Roe v. Wade. We got it done. We got great Supreme Court justices in there. And look, that was the first 4 years. Imagine what four more years could do.
All right.
And then 4 years beyond that. And then when we look at it, big fraud, we say, what could 8 years do? And you think this could be probably the best country in the world if we just made it great again, and we're going to do it. We're going to do it probably better than anyone's done it before.
All right.
Big drug.
Well, I hope not. I hope that does not happen, sir. But as always, regardless of that, I appreciate your time and support of the show. I know you love the show and would never say anything bad about it.
Well, Big Fraud, I just wanted to say, I think what you just said was total shit, actually. I think that's terrible. But if you're not doing anything tomorrow, I mean, we could use some people up in Sparta, and JD would love to see you. I think the two of you would get along wonderful.
So I think that's today.
I'll put
today.
In a good word for you. They'll put your name on the list. It'll be under Big Fraud saying you go in, you talk to JD, you go to bring your buddy Huge. We'll get in there and talk to JD. He's a great guy. You'll see. I mean, he's not the brightest crayon in the box.
He's horrible.
He's a great guy. You're going to love him.
All right, sir. Thank you so much. Get out of here. There we go. Okay. Trump, out of the blue, calling your old pal easy. Anyway, I don't even know what the hell I was talking about. David on the Swift thing. Of course, the original thing. Yeah, she's a self-made billionaire. And David wrote, if only that was true. And my approach with these people was like, okay. So I wrote, what's the matter? This is his response. LOL, you just post stupid shit. You never fact check it. And you think because you're, Y-O-U-R, a has-been radio announcer, people will just believe you. That's all. Okay. And I wrote, all right, well, thanks for checking out my stupid shit. And then I posted a picture of me and the Queen of the Forest after we bought the fraud bus. Because, somebody said, yeah, well, he's doing okay for a washed-up radio has-been. There was another one that I wanted to touch on, too. Rich says, yeah, he even has a hot tub. Yeah, I don't understand the hate for her. Melissa writes, David, what exactly is incorrect on the picture? It's been well documented that she donates millions to local food banks on her tour stops. She's also given extra money to the people who drive the trucks with her equipment. It's also well known that she re-recorded all of her older songs so her former label wouldn't get royalties for music that they essentially stole from her. So please share with the class what you think is wrong. Fucking amazing. These people. Eric C. right here wrote, out of touch. And I wrote, from what? Eric wrote, reality. And I wrote, how so? Feel free to use your words like a big boy. And he didn't say anything. So I think what we have here is anybody who has a problem with her. I mean, a real problem with her. I can't explain it. I mean, other than, I mean, they make the point you just hate women. If you don't like a woman like her, you just hate chicks. And, I mean, I'd like to give you the benefit of the doubt, but I can't. I mean, you're not really giving me anything to make me believe of another reason why you could legitimately not like her. I mean, I could understand you don't like her music, or you, but that doesn't mean you personally should hate her. I mean, what the hell wrong has this chick ever done? I think when you get somebody who's on the level of fame that she has, inevitably, people just hate you for no reason. I mean, I can't think of anything logical here. I mean, I don't listen to a bit of her music. I find it trite. I find it silly. Very boring. And there's just not a lot to her music, in my opinion. However, I find her to be one of the most interesting people on the planet because of what she's done to put herself in that position. I'm curious. How did she become so... Well, I think she just writes songs that people like. Not me, but people. Rebecca says they probably hate the Barbie movie, too. Now, I don't know a damn thing about the Barbie movie, but I don't think I would want to see the I didn't see the Barbie movie, but I don't... Who gives a shit? I mean, I don't understand the hating just for the sake of hating. Rebecca says they hate her because she's a woman and has more influence than Trump. So let me ask you this, Rebecca. Do you think, let's just say she was a shut up and dribble entertainer who never said anything political, never revealed who she's going to vote for, which should not be a problem. All right. Nick writes, by the way, all those conservative country artists don't write most of their own music. Some do, some don't. But you're right. I understand that. But Swift does. She does write her own music. But I see what you're saying. Because they were like quick to point out, oh, yeah, she doesn't write her own music. And you were saying, well, I mean, that can be said about a lot of Nashville artists. But let's say she was a shut up and dribble artist, meaning she just didn't pay attention to any politics. I'm wondering if people would still, like, if that meme comes out about her being self-made billionaire and people, when you talk bad about her, you're being disrespectful to women everywhere. I wonder if people would be this offended by me posting that now, had she not come out and said she was voting for Kamala Harris, you know? What are people going to say about me? I mean, these same people, because I'm voting for Kamala Harris. I'm not going to look them in the face and say, hey, I hate you because you're voting for Trump, or you're a dumbass because you're voting for Trump. When I say it on this show, it's always tongue-in-cheek, because I'm talking to people that I talk to every single day. I don't give a shit who you're voting for. And you shouldn't give a shit who anybody else is voting for. That's fucking stupid. It's a dumb way to live. Bob writes, he said this before, her music sucks. Hey, I agree with you. And then he says she's mid. I don't know what that means. And then he says he calls her a rat faced trailer park skank. Well, that's horrible. And I think she's quite pretty. So who gives a shit what you think? Let's see. I don't know what Joe means. Joe writes, liar, spread your false claims, Trump Jr. I don't know what he's referring to. It could be anything. When Joe checks in, Joe Martinez checks in on the show, a lot of the time, it will be just kind of like out of left field. Like, he might be talking to someone that he's engaging with in a road rage incident, and it's making its way here for us to pay attention to now. So I'm not sure what he means. Chris says, because we know no middle ground. Everything in the U.S. is us against them, and it's just silly. Tophis says, how can she be a trailer park skank? She's almost a billionaire. Yeah, I don't get the aggression. Kenny writes, I'm not a fan of T-Swift, nor am I a fan of them always showing her during every Chiefs game. You know that that's not her fault. But it's cool that she donates her money to try to help make a difference in tons of plays. Joe Martinez writes, I'm still waiting on your 42-0 proof. Joe Martinez is still talking about the Michigan football game. We're talking about Taylor Swift and politics. And Joe's talking about Michigan football. Joe is still waiting for the 42-0 proof, he writes. That was based on yesterday when I commented that Michigan football beat Arkansas State. All right. While Michigan State beat Prairie View A&M 40-0. And Michigan squeaked by Arkansas State 28-18. Game was in doubt all the way to the end. Then I pointed out that Michigan's opponent, Arkansas State, lost the week before to Prairie View A&M 42-0. And I don't know why he is not, like, you know, relenting. You would think that with that clear indicator that Michigan was playing a very weak team, you would relax. So Michigan State beat Prairie View A&M 40-0. And the week before, Prairie View A&M beat Michigan's opponent, Arkansas State, 42-0. So that proves that Michigan State is a much better team right now than Michigan. I can't wait till Michigan and Michigan State play. That's going to be awesome. I can't wait. Side note, I want to talk about this. Sharon Moore, the head coach at Michigan. It has been revealed, and Michigan tried to sweep this under the rug so that no one would pay attention to it. But everybody is watching this. The radar was on. The rabbit ears are up. The reason why it took so long for this contract to get worked out is because Sharon Moore put in a red line entry into the contract that said that when he is busted on sign stealing, that Michigan cannot fire him. Now, ultimately, they're going to fire him anyway because he stinks. But my point is, well, if you're so excited about being vindicated and you did nothing wrong, Sharon Moore, why in the world would you be concerned in the contract with that language being in the contract about you being protected in case you are implicated again in the sign stealing scandal? To me, this is quite an admission of guilt. Steve Berkowitz and Tony Garcia from USA Today said it appears Michigan has agreed to not fire Moore for cause based on its current knowledge of Moore's involvement in the alleged sign-stealing scandal. So if you're Moore, he's like, well, shit, I got to get this clause in there. in the event that they try to scapegoat me and fire me. Now, it isn't going to matter. He's going to get fired anyway because the team sucks. The NCAA issued Michigan and Moore a notice of allegations last month that stated Moore could face a show cause penalty and a possible suspension for his involvement. So that has not happened yet. But they're saying it could happen. The draft says that Moore allegedly deleted 52 messages with Stallions last year on the same day that the sign-stealing scandal came to light. Come on now. I'm curious as to how they know that. I mean, if I delete messages, okay, let's say I'm talking to a hooker on my phone. And Pooh Bear says, hey, let me see your phone. And then I immediately delete them. How does she know that I deleted them? On top of the allegations of his involvement with the sign-stealing scandal, Moore is also considered to be a potential repeat violator by the NCAA because of his actions with the recruiting scandal during the COVID-19 dead period. He did that, too. While he cannot be fired for cause based on his current known involvement, he can be suspended without pay for cause if the university determines that Moore has been involved in a violation of the governing rules, which whether prior to or after the effective date of the agreement. So I think Moore thinks that he's got some type of immunity, but I don't know that he does. We shall see. All of this isn't going to matter if they continue to play down to their opponent or get or not be able to play up to their opponent as they have a tough test this weekend. USC comes a calling. I'd like to say that that's going to be a pretty good game, but based on the Texas game and barely squeaking by Arkansas State, who lost to Prairie View A&M 42-0 the week before. What the fuck? All right. Something else on Facebook I'd like to share with you. I pointed out that Perry Farrell, he's been in the news, Jane's Addiction, looks like me after plastic surgery gone wrong. A lot of people are like, holy shit. And he does look like an alien. My God, he's incredibly pale. Just a weirdo stretch-faced. And I will have to say that that picture of me, okay, untouched, just I just got done picking up the dog poo. I think I want to have sex with me. That is a handsome-ass picture of your old pal EZ. I don't know what I'm doing, but it's right. That looks great. Ryan, look at, he wrote it, just a beautiful man, the hair. It's true. That is a model-like face. That is a handsome, handsome man. Ryan says, you should be a shampoo model. I'm going to turn every dude in this audience to be completely gay. That's my goal. I don't care about the chicks. I just want the guys to want my dick. That's what I want. Joe Martinez calls me a liar and calls me Trump Jr. That hurts. Chris says you're humble too. Joe Martinez insults me because I have man problems right now about my damaged penis. It's a very hurtful thing to say. Look, it is not my fault that you are raging out because your football team sucks. You know, you had your time. You had your moment in the sun last year. Why can't you just accept that and move on? You can't be a winner every year. You're not going to be very good. You don't have anybody cheating for you. Your coach stinks. Your players stink. You're probably going to win two more games this year, maybe. You might beat Rutgers. And you might beat, like, Northwestern. That's about it. I'm so sorry for you. There's no reason for you to be that aggressive with your old pal EZ. I don't care for it. God damn it. All right. That's enough of Joe. Okay, let me ask this. Audience members, have you had it with this man? Are you like, okay, enough of this guy. Enough of him. I can promise you they all want to kick your ass. Maureen raises her hand. Stevie says yes. Kenny says, does Joe ever talk about anything else? Chris says, yeah, me too, and I'm a Michigan fan. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.